I actually have a video to send you of me and Grace when we were in Manchester.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Oh my God, so good. So good. I love her. Love her to bits. But we were sitting having a chat and eating our little croissants, and I just turned to her and I was like, "Grace, what do you get when you piss off your mother's sister?" And she's like, "What?" I was like, "A croissant." Like, held up my croissant. This week is going to be hectic. It's Tradfest here in Belfast, which is
Oh.
just a week of like musicians from all over the country have come up to Belfast. Like, I'm going to a concert tonight. I'm better connected than I thought I was. Fuck me. I got a message the other day from a family member of a band that's playing tonight, and he was like, "Do you want me to put you on the door for their concert?" And I was like, "Yes, please." So I'm on the
That's
door with a plus
amazing.
one. I'm like, "Fuck." And this is a connection from New Zealand. Like,
Isn't it interesting how those people pop back into your life?
I
Like,
know.
I had a stage manager the other day who turned up on a gig, and she was from Melbourne, and she knew a bunch of the same people. I was like, and she'd been here a month and a half, and I was like, oh, okay, then let me just like pop on in. So we had this massive chat, and we had like all of these mutual connections from people back in Melbourne, and I was like, oh, this is lovely.
At the London gig, there a fellow Kiwi that I worked with in Christchurch in late 2020 came to the gig, and then the photographer was a Kiwi who was actually just in London on holiday, and he knows my friend Jono that stayed with me a couple of weeks ago, and he knows my friend Caitlin who stayed with me up until yesterday. So it's just
Fucking hell.
the world is so small.
Yeah, it's
It's
tiny.
beautiful though.
No, it's totally tiny. Oh, also, yeah, did you ever message Anna Blackwood?
I did. I'm
Nothing?
just assuming that I got sucked into the whirlpool of her DMs that she
I'll
has, so.
reach out to her again when I'm back at the hall. She was super lovely about it, actually.
No.
She popped into the office and I was like, "Have you ever played Irish music with an organ?" She's like, "No, and I've never even heard of that, actually." Why? I was like, "So I have this idea." She's like, "Honestly, if I had time, like, I'd do that. That sounds really cool. But if you drop me a message, I'll give you some other people to work on that with." But she was like, "No, I've never ever heard organ in anything even remotely close to Irish. I guess you only really hear organ like traditionally in orchestras." So yeah, I think that's totally something worth following up on. So I'll send her a little DM. It would be sick. And did you see her concert that went gangbusters in Germany?
I did. I've been seeing like little videos, yeah.
Yeah, where she like assumed she could do like one free concert and it turned into being two, and they didn't get everybody in. It was like 9,000 people turned up and they expected maybe 2,000, not even. And she had this massive, it was a massive issue. And all of a sudden they needed like crowd control and like all of this stuff like went down just for her to play the organ. Like not even. Right, anyone else? Just her. Just her and her organ in Germany, just chilling out.
Wow.
Fucking insane.
See, that gives me so much hope. And like honestly, like this last couple of weeks here of I've met a few more creatives that I'm going to collaborate with. So there's a guitarist. And there is so much need for more music. There is so much need for creatives that fucking love what they're doing. There is so much need for it. And hosting my workshop as well, all of it, I feel like everything that I'm doing right now and the space that I found myself in has, like, everything's just perfectly aligned for me to feel the way that I am now and feel so driven to really fucking make something happen.
Yeah, I'm the same. I look at the content we're creating and I look at some of the conversations we had and I'm like, oh, okay, I can go with this. Like I can do this. This is once we come up with something, and there's too many good elements of what we've discussed and that we've recorded that I'm like, actually, I reckon this is yeah, this will be a thing. We'll see what it is, but this will be a thing for sure. Yeah.
I'll
But
take a look.
take a look. I'm working for a company called at the moment and they're working
Why
on
do
a
I know
new
that name?
Which was huge. It's like massive immersive artworks. They're really cool. And so I'm working for them just doing some install work. It's a wild experience. It's a space themed. I think that's probably all I can sort of share. And I feel like I am a spaceship builder is how I'm feeling at the moment. But it's a little bit chaotic and it's interesting part of being part of their creative process because they have a loose concept. loose, and they've kind of done some prototypes, and that's kind of developing from their prototypes. But at the moment, I'm just wiring stuff up for things that may or may not happen. So it's like hours of work to make things work, but we don't know what any of it does. So it's like I said, like it's kind of like this wild chaos that I'm absolutely here for. I'm just like, we'll work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then everyone kind of gets involved because when you see a little bit, then it makes you want to do a little bit more. So it's sort of working. Like, not gonna lie, it's all right. But yeah, it's super cool. I'm hoping that I'm there for another 3 weeks. So I guess I'll get to see some of it sort of completed, which will be nice, and seeing it all connected. And yeah, it's cool. Oh shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Aw, it's so cool to hear you like enjoying the process.
Well, I don't have any other option, really. Just gotta embrace the chaos and hope for the best. You know?
That has been genuinely like what I've been saying so much of lately. I'm like, I love my chaos.
Yeah.
I actually like, and it's a combination of my chaos and the chaos of the industry that I've chosen to participate in. And just the general chaos of moving to the other side of the world and suddenly just being very immersed in a scene here, and like, and then just my own chaos.
Oh yeah.
Just leaning into all of it. And it's beautiful. I don't know, are you into like energetic readings and tarot cards and all that kind of stuff?
Not at all, Shim. I am the wrong person. I don't do yoga, Pilates, or anything that might be spiritual.
Okay. Well, I love that shit.
All right. Well, I will listen with bated breath.
But I've just been getting a lot of things popping up recently that are kind of just reaffirming that I'm in the right place, which is really nice.
I don't know if I'm quite in the right place. It's hard because I like practical life things yesterday of like, how do I afford to live? And like, I now have a mortgage, which I haven't had before. And it's like, okay, what does this like actually financially look like? And like, what's viable? And like, how many hours do I have to get through? And like, okay, cool. And like, seriously hustling for freelance work. It's really hard. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then like invoicing and like all the other stuff you've got to do as a freelancer. It's like, okay. So it feels better than it ever has before because I've got my freedom and flexibility back. I think that's a big thing. Like, I'm doing 9 to 5, doing in-store work for 3 weeks in a creative space, and I'd much rather be doing that actually than a lot of other things. Like, it's better than doing maintenance or like, you know, crappy factory prep or whatever, which I can do, but I prefer not to be doing.
Creative.
Yeah. And as much as it's just in-store work, it's weird in-store work that doesn't really have an outcome yet. And that's great.
Yeah. And I think like, the joy of doing that kind of stuff is that you still have to create a system. Like, you've got your objective, but the way that you go about it, it's pretty unique to each installation, right?
Yeah.
Like, the way that you work things out. See, like, lean into that creativity, like, because it is.
Yeah.
You're creating a system to meet an objective.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, really lean into it and enjoy it as much as you possibly can. Like, I can really see you finding a lot of joy in that. And very intentionally.
Yeah. I guess we should probably chat about what we kind of want to start creating or looking at, or who we want to collaborate with, or like where we go next, right?
Yeah.
I guess I hadn't thought about it much other than I haven't really thought about it much. I was like, I don't know what we do next.
But
I was like,
But the thing is, so, like, what the fuck is this dude up to? Brother, get a grip. Sorry. It's like, I've got a...
That's okay. I also gained a dog in the last couple of minutes.
I did see something fluffy off to the side. Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah, Chewy came. He just came. I think there's somebody at the front door, and so he's come to sit with me because I'm not so scary. Cute. Yeah.
Also,
so
he, like, just appeared. This lush.
Yes, this is the back garden in East Dulwich because Siggy's home and the kids are... probably going to appear in the next hour or so. They're all in bed still. So I've set up out the back, which is actually really lovely, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
Yeah.
The relationship side of things aside, for me and Gary, like, he is a fantastic musician.
Yeah, okay.
And that was one of our initial bonding points. And like, I know that he's going to be touring until like March next year, but he wants to do something bigger. Like,
yeah, okay.
He wants to, he has a lot of respect for me and knows that he can gain a lot from learning from me and working with me and collaborating with me. And I want to see where that can go, because I've not been in a position where I've had someone that's like really willing to learn and grow.
Yeah.
So yeah, for sure. I feel like he is also someone that we can get involved. And he did say to me, he was like, Shim, just tell me where to be and I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm
wondering, I mean, one of the first things I was going to do is that I think we should do a bit of a shout out for people who maybe want to come and collaborate. They don't necessarily need to have like anything particular, but to drop us, just put a link up online, drop us a little bit of a video or a message or something about what they do and why they're interested, and see what we come up with, see what random people turn up in our lives and be like, yeah, I'd like to create that. See if we can kind of create a list of people who would be interested in spending some time creating. Because I think what we needed to do is create a little bit of a community to see who we can get involved.
We'll probably tie into that as well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Found a space. So this guitarist that I went and had a practice with earlier this week, he has a workshop space, and it's beautiful. It's very much my vibe. Like there's another place that I got recommended, but you know, and like your internal compass can kind of, or you're just like your gut instinct will tell you whether something is like a fuck yes or a no.
Yeah.
And this felt like a could do that, but I didn't really feel compelled. So I never reached out or went in to take a look at this other space. But when I went in for this rehearsal, and it happened so naturally and so organically, I was just in there chatting away to him, told him about my workshops. There was no part of me that was like, by the way, I host workshops and this looks like a nice space for me to host it. And like, it wasn't
in
the slightest. I was chatting to him about being a creative and why I'm in Belfast and what I'm looking for. And he, as I was leaving, because I mentioned the other space that I'd been recommended, and he went, nah, just host it here.
Yeah. I think just coming to mind, actually, I think one of the things we probably could start looking at is creating a bit of a, not a soundtrack, but almost a soundtrack, and then looking for maybe some actual visual artists or myself doing some visual artwork and seeing if we can just come up with some images that kind of match the music and kind of go from there. And then potentially working backward from that point of like, okay, how do we potentially involve maybe some human movement in there, or maybe some kind of other form of movement to go with the vision? Because it seems like you've got a lot of songwriters and a lot of that kind of creative connections where I don't, obviously, but that seems to be like a really, really good base to start to create something. And I don't necessarily know if we need a theme or not. I mean, I guess it's going to lean towards what you're working on, which is the Irish stuff, which I'm really here for, actually.
I think it will definitely have elements of it. I don't want it to be strict. And, you know, the more we're speaking right now, even the guitarist that I had the rehearsal with this week, his music is fucking beautiful. His compositions are absolutely stunning, and he's well connected as well. So he could even be someone that ends up being involved. And I can really see, you know, how important creation is to both of us. And I really feel like there isn't a show that's necessarily about creation itself.
No.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it. I mean, we've discussed that before about making or allowing whatever piece of work we come up with to have some form of difference each show. So yeah, there might be a core structure, because shows inherently need core structure. Otherwise, like we discussed last time, it'll just be a house party, which we don't really want, because it doesn't necessarily tell a story. And I think both of us agree that whatever we create should tell some sort of story, but then allow some kind of creative manipulation from those involved within it. And I stand by that. I think that's totally, totally important. But yeah, I think if we can create an even like a starting point of a soundtrack that kind of gives us something, and then we can work visually from there, might be a good place to start. But yeah, I think whatever we come up with for sure needs to have moments where it's really about the people on stage and what they're feeling for that night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do the same shit every night either. I've just done that for the last 10 years. I don't want that. I want it to be a little bit different. The stuff that I've always found the most interesting about circus is the fact that we have show versions and that things change. Like, actually, one of the most spectacular things about Cirque and working with that group of humans is, so on comms, we listen to all of the show, for anyone who doesn't know, is not, it's not on time code. It's all 250 cues are manually operated by the operator. We have to learn it, and it takes about 3 months. And the reason it takes 3 months is because we have to be super accurate, because it's really, really dangerous. If you don't get it right, it's not a problem. It's a problem. So the only other person we listen to is actually Phil, the band leader for our show. And so I hear on comms him be like, right, let's go again. Okay, we're going again. And so there's this whole dialogue that's going on between stage management and the band leader and what's happening on stage. So when they make a mistake, it's obviously like, we need to go around. Or like when there's been set that's been stuck, we're looping that thing. And it's probably the one thing I wish people listen to, because it's really hard to get it right. And it's really good when it goes right. And it can get you out of a lot of trouble. Like that vamping, really important, especially with things like juggling. Like juggling is hard and it goes wrong all the time. And so there's always this like extra lead. Or they do a act called parody, which is like essentially where it's human cradle, throwing people from people to people. And that varies a lot, because the girls get injured and the boys get injured and they swap partners and they can only do certain tricks with certain partners. And so there's a whole dialogue every night that I didn't even know existed between the band leader and the parody artist to discuss how many flips and stuff they're going to do, which determines exactly how long each piece of set of music in between each one is going to be.
Incredible.
Yeah. So like before they even go on stage, like the band leader will go and chat with them, be like, oh, okay. So for like fly four, how many are you doing? Oh, okay. We're going to do two reps. That's about two sets of this. And so there's this whole dialogue, which is insane, because in most other performance modes, you don't have that. Like there's no dialogue about, oh, well, what are we doing tonight? And I think that's what keeps it interesting and why people can stay at it so long, because it really is a little bit different each night. And I would like to draw on that, and if not, have a little bit even more to it, to be like, right, how are we going?
I'm having little ideas popping through now, like with the whole like telling a story but it not being rigid and all of that. I feel like what I'm really seeing is having it be centered around a character and showing different chapters of their life, not necessarily in any chronological order or any order that makes sense, but it could be like a realization that they had as a kid or an event that really shifted things as a kid, and have that be a scene, and then have like, I don't know, something from them being old, or something from them being in their youth, something from them when they found love, something from them when they were heartbroken, just like moments that it will be up to audience interpretation to take something away from it. But we're creating these pockets of like chapters of an individual's life. But the running theme is creation, and how ultimately they come back to the experience they're creating for themselves and the connections they're creating for themselves and the life that they're creating for themselves to make it all worth it.
Yeah.
Through all of these different, you know, flavors of life.
Exactly. And it's funny because you say that, and at the moment, like I'm living with my cousin and they're two kids, and Zach's 17 and he's at that point in his life where he's having to choose to go to uni and like friends and like, yeah, you know, his end of year subjects and like all of that. And I just look at him like, that man, I remember that is hard. Like, oh, at 17, I would like you to choose what you're going to do for the next, I don't know, 10 to 15 years of your life. And like the, you know, the huge amount of money you're about to invest in your university studies, if that's what you choose to do. Mm-hmm. And you've got about 20,000 opinions from everybody else. And I'm like, that is something that should be part of this as well, is that like that chapter is hard, that little chapter of like, I am a teenager in the world, especially today, like especially as a teenager today, it's super challenging, incredibly overwhelming. You got everyone's opinions plus the internet and everything else that's going on in the world, and they're like the huge economic burden that's happening as well, which is just screwed. I don't know how I do it. But it would be nice to represent that in all of this as well as a chapter, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I like this.
Yeah, so do I.
This movement.
All right. So I reckon we do a bit of a call out, see what people we kind of get.
Yeah, it was really interesting. So I put a story out the other day asking for a cellist. And it's just things that like that, like the response that I get to things like that make me realize how well connected I am.
Yeah.
I think I forget. I think I, because my life is so normal to me, obviously I fucking live it every day. I forget it is completely abnormal to most people that have just lived in one place or, you know, maybe only moved once in their life. I have connections that when you actually trace them back, it's like they don't make sense. But I've got a connection that I met in New Zealand that's based in Manchester that has connections in Belfast. And it's just like...
Yeah, it's mad. But that's like, that's exactly why we're doing this, right? That to the point is exactly why we're doing this, because there's no way known that between the two of us, we don't know enough people who actually want to do creative things. Because how many people have you sat with and been like, hey, I really want to create something. And I know for technical, when I've turned around and I've been like, right, well, I'm going to go produce my own show. There's a bunch of heads that go, oh, are you Kate? I'll be here. Like, I just like, let us know. And it's like, oh, I don't. Like, I don't really think anything of it at the time, because to me, I'm just doing, like you said, you're just doing your thing, right? You're not out there being like, oh, I'm going to create an empire. Like, that's not it at all.
There's definitely that underneath it for me, though. I'm like, I'm going to do something fucking big. Watch me.
There's a little bit.
Also quietly. That's
quietly
on the inside.
Yeah. There's a little bit of me that's like, I'm going to go do this thing. Maybe it'll work out and we'll see who turns up. Because you have all those people, you know, there's always the people who are actually going to turn up and there's the ones who are not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think...
Pulling out of the woodwork when they recognize that you've actually done something cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the key here is jump on board early, just in case this does become something, because you don't want to miss out and be there 3 years from now when it is too big. But yeah, I think if we come up with some music to start with that speaks to you, Shim, that's something that you like. And let me put together some maybe visuals of some stuff too, and just like a bit of a storyboard, bit of a like a mood board almost. I'll just send some stuff randomly through to you. That could be interesting. It might just be photos of horses. just a storyboard of horses. That's all you're gonna get.
Can't wait.
Special interest that up.
Just
horses.
Can you throw at least one Highland cow in there?
I can. I do love a Highland cow. They're like adorably. They're so. I've got one in my house at home in Melbourne. It's like the only thing that's made it back to Melbourne from here. It's been Highland cow.
You've seen the one in my bathroom.
Yeah. It's great. It's so good. Our show's going to have cows in it. I don't hate it. Interactive piano style cows. You know, no one's ever projection mapped a horse.
Can we be the first?
I mean, potentially. It'd be really hard, but possibly. So, you know, like you get projection, obviously, and you usually stick it on a building because buildings don't move. You can get interactive projection. They do it where it like moves, it follows an object. It is really, really, really challenging, but no one's ever done that. They've never tried to follow a animal well. There's been attempts. They've never been super successful. Some stuff in Dubai. I think those guys, Dragoni and that, tried it unsuccessfully. Yeah. There's a lot to be said about visual arts too. It's also like, in terms of the visuals of it, something that's actually really easy to tour and something that's really actually easy to replicate is sort of what I want to look towards too in terms of technology. Like, music is easy enough to replicate almost in any space. It's super flexible, super tourable. It's super, you can adjust it within reason. But trying to find a visual aspect here that we can scale but still has a really big impact, I think, is super important. I'm interested in workshopping that when we decide what that might look like, whether it's dance, whether it's projection, whether it's lead background, whether it's a combination of both, whether it's a circus performer, whatever that is. I'll be interested to see what comes across the table.
Mm.
Yeah, there's definitely room there for something different, something special.
Mm-hmm. There's so much room for so many things. It's really interesting. I've been received so well lately. I think the week before you arrived, obviously, I had that little meltdown week. Since then, something's just clicked where I just don't give a fuck anymore. Like, the judgment side of things, I realize it was me just getting in my own head about how people were receiving me, and I actually don't... I don't have nearly as much to worry about as I thought.
Yeah.
In terms of judgment, like it's so funny. There were specific people that popped into my head that I was, didn't even realize I was really concerned about being judged by them. But last night, one of those people, I played a gig with him And he said to me about one of the videos that I posted, and he was like, you're a fucking animal on the fiddle. Like, and there was a part of me that was really feeling like I wasn't good enough, or that like my skill set was so different to what they need here that I was going to be pushed to the side and not valued. And that's all come from me. That's my own internalized stupid bullshit. And the fact that like in the last 5 weeks, I've really gotten out of my own way. And now, because I'm not looking for that validation, I'm receiving all of it.
It's interesting too, because I think your environment's so important, and you found an environment that fosters and nurtures you. And that is three quarters of the battle. Like, it really is. Because you can be the most incredible at your job or whatever you're doing. But if you're not in an environment that wants to be part of it, you kind of wasted that. And I was chatting with somebody, a friend of ours, the other night, and she just said, you know, she struggled in her previous job at a bank for 2 years, and she moved over to the new one. She's like, the best thing since sliced bread. And to her, nothing's changed, right? She's still doing everything that she's always done, but her environment changed, and those people really appreciate her. And it's the difference between coming home every day and being happy and just being defeated. It's like super, it's super important just to be in the right environment. Sometimes that environment's just not right. And I'm so glad you finally found one that is absolutely correct for you and what you're doing right now.
And it, when I even said this last night to my friend that was dropping me home after our gig, like a year ago, I would not have fathomed where I am now. I would not have fathomed that I live in a house that I'm furnishing and that I live in one place. And Belfast of all places, you know?
Yeah.
Belfast was not on my radar this time last year. It was December that that Jordan planted the idea in my head, and then I booked the flight in January, moved over in March, and now it's like I didn't pick this, but I was moved here. Like, I was, you know, it was beyond me. It was beyond me. There was something here for me, and that's why I got pulled over here. But it was not a conscious effort on my part to make a life here work. I arrived in, I did everything that was necessary, and it's just working.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Environment is everything. Timing and environment, like it can mean a lot. And it's hard, change is really hard, especially when you're stuck in something because you think it's the right thing and you're pushing against something. You're like, yeah, if I just push. And you know what? Sometimes it's actually right to be like, no, this actually isn't working for me. And it's really hard, I think, for me, like that experience at Cirque, where I was like, you know what, actually, I just don't fit here. And learning to be okay with that and then be able to walk away is incredibly difficult, especially when you think it's going to be everything and it should be. It's really, because it's really hard. It's really hard to like let go of something you think should work.
Yeah.
And just try something else. So, yeah. And then.
You shouldn't be forced.
No. It shouldn't, but
it's tickling my eyeballs.
All right.
Love you lots. I'll talk
to you. Love you. See you later. Bye.